This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As the Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan ensure their hold over the country, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, have reportedly left the country. His location is unknown. In a Facebook post, Ghani said he left the country in order to avoid bloodshed. He didn't say where he is. This was his first comment since leaving Afghanistan earlier on Sunday. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission are in the presidential palace in Kabul as Taliban fighters take key positions at posts in the city. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed Sunday evening that the fighters were directed to guard security posts and other installations in Kabul to prevent looting. News channel Al Jazeera has broadcast images of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace declaring victory over the Afghan government. Abdullah Abdullah, head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook confirming Ghani had left Afghanistan. He said, "I feel the former president left the country and people in a bad position." He added, "God will make him accountable." Sources told VOA that Sunday morning, a Taliban delegation engaged prominent Afghan politicians and elders in negotiations that culminated in Ghani stepping down. The U.S. Embassy said there were reports the capital's airport had come under fire, the same airport where diplomats, officials, and other Afghans fled, hoping to leave the country. A later report from the French news agency said several hundred U.S. Embassy employees have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Hundreds of Afghans are crowded into the airport, desperately waiting for flights out. And a NATO official said NATO will stay in Afghanistan and keep the airport running. This is VOA News.